Hello everybody, this is AJ, and this is AJ Side Panel. In this episode, I'm going to introduce one of the artists that we have here, Owen Pierce, and allow him to talk about some of the stuff he does here with Forbidden Panel. These interviews were originally conducted during episode 92, but due to technical difficulties, they were really hard to hear, or they cut out, or what have you. So instead of having lost interviews, I went ahead and did some work on them, and created a way to... Well, not create a way, but edit them in the format and in a manner in which you'll be able to hear them more clearly. So, without further ado, Mr. Owen Pierce.
Hi, my name's Owen. I work for Forbidden Panel. I sometimes draw stuff, but mostly I have a writer quit on me, and then I also have stuff happen, which keeps me from drawing. But AJ's cute, so I keep coming back to take abuse, so... That's about it.
That's it. What do you, well, tell us about your, give us a little background info. How long have you been drawing for and whatnot?
I'm 33, so like 33 and 9 months for years. 33 years and 9 months.
Yeah. That's how long you've been drawing?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're drawing in the uterus?
Yeah, I was drawing with a little speck.
So the inside of your mother's uterus is like caveman drawings?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
Uterine cave art.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That better be your next print.
Yeah. Hey, just shut up for a minute and get going. Huh?
Turn that damn thing on.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you go to school or anything like that for this?
Oh. I'm going to school right now, actually. So maybe you might want to find someone more qualified down the road. But
are you trying to tell me to fire you?
Pretty much.
Anything to get off of the interview.
Anything,
right?
To not be interviewed would be awesome.
Too late. So what projects have you worked on?
I've worked on Brandy's book, Homecoming, and she had obligations that made her step away. And then I've begun work on Jason Graham's book, Disciples of the Moon, and I've had to take a hiatus from working on that, but now that things have reworked themselves, I can... start working more time on that and hopefully get that finished by the summer before I have to go back to work and stuff like that.
Sounds like you have commitment issues.
I do. I'll admit it.
Does he have commitment issues, Hillary?
Yes, he does.
See?
From his girlfriend.
See? Oh.
So do I.
I'm up front. So, we're honest.
You brought up Disciples of the Moon. It's one of those books that we've had postcards for and we're advertising for a bit, and everybody at all the shows seems to be excited about it. Tell us about Disciples of the Moon.
Disciples of the Moon follows a family of werewolves, and they happen to be a biker gang. And I've been pretty much kept in the dark to most of like the plot further down, but Jason assures me that pretty much every single character will somehow die further down. Just don't know where, don't know how.
That may be a little bit too much information.
Maybe
for
too much,
to get,
too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody goes into
a... You just basically
tragedy.
Told them not to bother reading it because
okay, well,
you came of Game of Thrones, the book. That's
well then, okay, but with motorcycles and werewolves.
Right.
So, it's all right. Look for free pictures. Jason is an awesome writer, so it'll be worth it just for the writing in and of itself. So.
Now, you guys did a 24-hour comic book day this past
yeah.
year. How did you enjoy that?
That was actually pretty awesome. Just 24 hours to just sit down, shoot the shit with other artists, and do what I love best, just draw. So.
And working on the book.
And working on the book is awesome, too. Working with Forbidden Panel is awesome. They give you a lot of leeway to do whatever you want, pretty much.
It's not like, you know, we're given a choice.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want me to work on this shit? Okay, I won't. You can just stop paying me that big fat paycheck you're giving me, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Big fat paychecks in comic book guys.
Yeah.
Big fat paychecks.
Sarcasm.
Cynicism, too, if you want it.
Now, you were able to finish the 24-hour comic book day challenge. You finished the first book of Disciples of the Moon. It's more of a zero issue, right?
It's a zero issue. It focuses on the family's roots in France during the werewolf trials, which, 1500s, 1600s, I want to say. I don't do a lot of research, so. But, yeah. France, medieval France. It's pretty awesome.
And how'd you feel about that book?
I liked it a lot. I mean, Dar gets kind of crappy about the, you know, 18th hour, but it's 24 hours. I hope they don't expect them too much from me.
Right. But you're...
I'm horrible. Like I said, just turn the damn thing on and let me draw. That's what I like to
do. Every time you ask me, that adds another 5 minutes onto this interview, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, please, interview me longer. I mean, what the hell is going to get this hell over with?
Not much, honestly. Not much.
Okay.
Influences. What are your influences in art?
I like a lot of the old comic book artists. I like Kirby a lot. I like Kaluta. Actually, Jeffrey Jones. Catherine Jeffrey Jones right now, but when she died. But I also, painting-wise, I love Brahm. I could go on forever, but those are the most modern ones that I like. I could go into the medieval masters that I like, or the Renaissance masters I like, but it's too long of a list.
Now, what were your favorite comic books growing up?
Comic books? I was never really, like, the big indie hidden comic books. I mean, I've always loved X-Men. I mean, Nightcrawler is probably my favorite character out of all of them. I like, there's one I like a lot that I've lost, but it's called Oinks, Heaven's Butcher. It's a pretty awesome book, if you ever get a chance to pick that up. I know the artist is re-digitizing it, so it should be out soon. More recently, I've picked up Carbon Gray by Hoang Nguyen. So, kind of all over the place.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Now, what about Nightcrawler draws you to that?
Just always seemed like he was kind of an outcast a bit, and that's how I've always felt when I was a kid. So, just focusing on art and stuff like that doesn't make for a ton of friends, because you're pretty happy with your head down and not really paying attention to what's going on around you.
Now, that could be said true for the past, but recently, I mean, with the influx of explosion of comic book art and movies and whatnot, that kind of changes, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. I mean, now it's a way bigger industry than anybody when I was in school ever thought. I mean, just the internet alone, it's pretty hard to, like, not type something in and, like, some awesome art about it, or it's super dirty or something kind of cool.
Now, how does that affect you being an artist in your work?
That means I've got to do the best job I can to make sure that what I see in my head comes out right, and that it hopefully is something that other people would like to buy or use to sell their product or what have you.
Now, you're used to just doing your own prints and drawing your own stuff, and working with Brandy and Jason recently, is that your first foray into working with other people's art?
Yeah, that's the most...
ideas and whatnot?
Yeah, that's pretty much the first time I've actually ever had to go through the steps, beginning, like, concepting out what these characters are, the world they live in, to making sure I get the characters down exactly. And the other thing about comic book art is the characters. They have to look like the same character every single panel, every single page, and that really focuses you, and it makes you really pay a lot of attention to what you're doing and be very careful with your marks.
So would you say that it's helped you improve on your art?
I would definitely suggest, if you've never done comic books and you're into drawing, you should seriously consider sitting down and just either something you wrote out or something a friend wrote out, and just go through and draw it out. It's more challenging than people think. And it will definitely build up your skills.
Especially with sequential art.
Sequential art, it'll boost your speed. It'll boost your awareness of anatomy, perspective, composition. Composition is the big one when you're thinking about art, because everything kind of has to flow together. You can't just, here's one pretty picture. You have maybe like 6 to 10 pictures that all have to work together. And they have to be like a cohesive composition, or it all falls apart. No one's going to follow it along.
So have you found that you have to change how you draw and your style of drawing when you're doing this?
Yeah. Actually, I have to be way more careful. Before, I could be a lot more random with my marks. I could just focus on one composition. Now I have to start thinking in terms of readability, like how are people going to look at this like right away and make sense of it? Because honestly, reading a comic book page, it only takes you maybe 40 seconds to get through it, just glancing at the art. So you got to make sure that in those 40 seconds, everything is clear, what's going on, how the action is moving, and making sure it's focused on the speech bubbles, making sure those are not going to mess up your composition at all either.
So and so in doing that, working with Brandy and Jason for the first time, has that been a good experience for you? Or
it's definitely been a great experience, and I would not trade it for anything.
And I've seen, with Homecoming is a different style than Disciples of the Moon. Is that because Brandy wanted more detail, or Jason wants it in a different style, or how's that coming across? Because it looks like two different artists are doing it. So how are you managing to pull that off?
When I was starting with Brandy's book, I was doing that all traditionally through pencil, and I was, it wouldn't be like your traditional put down lines and this is where the ink is going to go and you're going to block in these really dark shapes and stuff like that. I've actually gone through and done like a full value pattern pretty much on each panel, and that is pretty tedious. I understand why they do inking the way they do it now. But with Jason's book, since it's about basically a biker gang, and they happen to be werewolves, I feel like it's a little bit easier to be like gritty with it, a little looser with what I'm doing, and also to save myself some time with the inking process, I've gone to doing it digitally. So using a Wacom tablet and Photoshop, just going in there with the blacks right away. The dark colors and stuff like that.
And are you liking that better?
I like both ways. For speed and, you know, actually getting the feeling down right away, I think the Photoshop is actually working a lot better for what I'm doing. I wouldn't use it the way I'm doing it now for every single thing I'm going to do in the future, but for this book, it seems to be working pretty well.
And if somebody were to give you an option to say, you know, what you prefer, just in general, not drawing somebody else's work just to draw your own, which way would you prefer to do it?
I'm a traditionalist at heart, kind of leery of technology, really, but I'm starting to get the hang of it, and I'm starting to enjoy working with the Photoshop and just the computer in general.
And how is it taking direction from somebody else with your art?
It's fine. That's what I'm going to school for. So, I mean, actually, these guys are... Forbidden Panel is great because I show them something, I go, oh, that's awesome, and it goes on. I mean, I've heard horror stories where you take something to your art director and they hate it, and they want everything changed, and you've just spent the past 20, 30 hours working on it, and you've got to go through and rework everything you've just done.
And you haven't had to do that yet?
I haven't had to do that yet, thankfully. I'm waiting, though.
Are you sure? I mean, the Homecoming banner...
That wasn't so much. That was just keep going in the same direction. It was just like more this, more this. It wasn't like, I totally hate what you've done here, and we're going to scrap it. So.
Okay, I think the difference is that with us, we're so grateful that we have working artists, that once we see what you've drawn for us, we change the way we look at what we're writing and allow it to go there. Like once I saw Justin working on my stuff, it made me want to improve my writing more, because I thought, okay, well, this is how it looks, cool. So let me amend my writing and make it into a better story or a different story to fit the style. So maybe that's working in the same way for you guys.
Yeah, that works.
It's a compliment. Take it, bitch.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks, man. Yeah, no, that's cool. I think you should throw Justin a loop, though. Better show everybody a loop once in a while, you know, just like, hey, redo that, because... keeps us artists from getting a little too happy with what we're doing.
Well, I've done that many times with Justin. But
okay, well, then I don't feel so bad. I'm waiting for Jason to
throw the brick at you.
And I'll just throw a Wolfman in there just to piss him off.
Maybe you should just put like a mural of fucking Lon Chaney in the background or something, just hanging out. That'd be awesome. Just so they're driving by and there's a picture of him or something.
Totally unacceptable. Change that now. Okay.
Now, the difference, that's one thing that we haven't even touched base on. The one difference between the way Jason is writing werewolves and how everyone else would think of werewolves is how everyone else thinks of it. You guys think of wolf men and wolf women, half hybrid.
You're looking at underworld type lichen.
Right.
What most people are thinking of.
And the way that Jason is writing is that they're full blood on all fours werewolves.
You just, you know, think of a fat 250-pound man and you just turn him into a big, giant, friggin' wolf that's still 250 pounds.
It's, right.
There's no mass loss, is the way he explained it. It's not like you're turning into a, you know, you're a big guy turning into a small wolf. Your weight is staying the same, and your mind is staying the same, and it's
very akin to the wolf of American Werewolf.
American Werewolf, yeah, that would be the best way to explain it. Is it's actually turning into a wolf with, like, man cunning.
Right. Cool. And what do you think of, like, the stories and stuff that we've been having you work on?
The stories are pretty freaking awesome, and I think everybody should read them.
Now that you're done stroking the ego, are these stories that you would have traditionally thought you'd be working on your own?
Actually, no, they make me step outside of what I would normally do. I normally prefer, like, fantasy and mythologies and stuff like that, a little bit of science fiction, but, I mean...
You're a dragon guy, aren't you?
I'm a dragon guy. I like dragons. But, like, Brandy's book was steampunk, and steampunk is fucking awesome as far as I'm concerned. And, with Jason's book, I have never drawn a motorcycle before in my life. And now I think I've got a pretty good grasp of it, which is another good pointer for people who might be thinking about drawing a comic book, but are a little, like, intimidated by it. Just fucking do it, because you'll learn. You'll learn so much just from doing it. Even if it's not something you ever want to do again, all the lessons that you would have learned from doing this, you'll carry with you your entire art career, whether it's a career or a hobby that you're thinking of doing. It's probably the best learning experience I think I've had. And that's even going to, like, a private art university. I think I would have been better off just, you know, picking up a pencil and doing comic books.
So that makes up for not being paid.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my education.
That's your incentive right there.
There you go. More learning.
So whatever I learn from here, I'll take it to get a paying gig, buddy.
I have to leave you guys in the
dust. Right, fucker. Well, awesome. Now, one thing that had me cracking up was that 24-hour comic book day. Both you and Justin showed up with, like, stacks of reference books.
Yeah.
Is that a normal thing?
For me, normal, when I don't have to draw, like, a page an hour, yeah, it's normal. I like lots of reference. That's what they teach us in school. Use reference. The more reference you use, the better it looks in real life. You know, if you can't base it off of real life, then it's not going to be believable and people won't like it. So, but 24-hour comic book, just forget it. Just totally
forget it. You got no time to look up reference books.
You're not going
to
look up anything. It's just be, okay, that looks kind of cool like that. Just leave it. It's all right if it doesn't look perfect.
You've got 12 pages to go and 4 hours to do them.
Yeah.
Go.
Go. Shut up. Stop.
But did you enjoy 24-hour comic book day? Was it a challenge for you?
It was a challenge. Yeah. It was very challenging.
And you were done at 22, right? Or 20.
18, actually.
18? Well, look at you, stud.
Everybody wants to touch me.
No. Nobody wants to touch you, actually.
Oh, they're lying. They're hiding it.
Awesome. All right, Owen, do you have a website or anything anybody can check out?
Not at the moment. Right now I'm still trying to build up a portfolio outside of comic book stuff. So when that happens, I will let Forbidden Panel know, and hopefully they'll give me a little shout-out or something. I don't know.
I doubt it. But in the meantime, if you want to check out Owen's work, you can head over to adamiswatching.com and see the last strip that we did for security, which was done by Owen.
My final strip.
Yeah. Well, not your final strip, though.
Oh, yeah.
The comic's final strip.
Oh, that's
something like that. Yeah. We'll talk about that on another podcast. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming by, Owen. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.